Unit 3, Economy. Reading 1. The Paradox of Choice. For a long time, people thought having additional choices was a good thing. But behavioral scientists have recently arrived at a different conclusion. Recent studies have found that consumers feel confused and less satisfied when they have too many options to choose from. Moreover, these consumers are less likely to buy a product when faced with so many choices. In one experiment at a grocery store in California, displays were set up with 24 varieties of jam to taste on one day and 6 different jams on another day. Consumers who sampled the jams were given a discount voucher to purchase any jam of the same brand in the store. More consumers stopped at the display with 24 jams. But when it came to buying a pot of jam, 30% from the 6 jam display did so, compared to only 3% from the 24 jam display. As choices increase, there may come a point where the effort required to differentiate between options outweighs the benefit of the extra choice. It seems too much choice is problematic because of the risk of misperception and the stress of acquiring so much information. Furthermore, when choice raises expectations too high, a good decision can feel bad. There is more chance to regret the options not taken. A British study in 2010 found that 47% of respondents considered life to be more confusing than it was 10 years ago. In response, some companies have reduced the range of their product lines to avoid confusing shoppers. The move has benefited these companies, as some have seen sales rise. If you know exactly what you want, then more choice can be a good thing. But for most people, it's best to stick to the important choices and eliminate the rest. Reading 2. The Bandwagon and Snob Effects. Throughout history, people's consumption has been influenced by a variety of beliefs, opinions, and trends. Only the most determined or private people can avoid all of these effects. Now, more than ever, due to the internet and globalization, such purchasing influences can be seen throughout the world. Two of the most common examples are the bandwagon effect and the snob effect. The bandwagon effect occurs when people follow the preferences of the majority or begin to like something because of its success. Individuals are said to be hopping on the bandwagon. In reality, they are trying to fit in with society. Bandwagon effects can be witnessed when many people buy a particular brand because of its popularity, and when companies advertise a product by saying that everyone is buying it. In economic terms, it happens when people's demand for a product rises in line with its popularity. Whether this is a good or a bad thing really depends on your personal philosophy. The snob effect, on the other hand, occurs when an individual's demand for a product increases due to the knowledge or assumption that other people are not consuming that product. It can be considered the opposite of the bandwagon effect. For example, if many people are buying a certain brand, an individual will buy a different brand in order to stand out from the crowd. Usually, a snob desires products that are expensive, even if those products are not especially practical. It's often about appearance and how other people view them. Consumer preferences change at a rapid rate in the modern world. Nevertheless, if you look closely at people's behavior, you will notice that many of their actions and purchases are governed by either the bandwagon effect or the snob effect.